can open your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter. We're going to start reading out of the 25th verse, and we're just going to go ahead and finish out the chapter. So if I know it's quite a bit of reading, and we all know that I'm not the best reader, so if you don't feel like standing, that's perfectly fine. But if you want to stand for the reading and the reverence of God's Word, that's fine as well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, begins to read like this. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Amen. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take your thoughts for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, and how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So you can be seated, and we thank you for standing there. God was kind of forming my thoughts. It was last night, and a lot last night. I had a lot of time last night to think about this message, and for God to kind of bring this message together. But it's been kind of bouncing around in my head for about a week now, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks. God's kind of just put everything together. So if you just pray, I just want to do everything I can to help God just give the message, because it's not me, it's nothing that I've ever done, it's nothing that I could ever do, but it's God through us all. But I want you to understand something today. As I read this verse of scripture here, Matthew 6, and starting in verse 25, I began to think about how much God truly cares. And that's kind of where the thought process is going to be today. I don't know where God's going to take it, but I know that God's going to take it wherever He needs it to go. So you just pray, and I want God to be seen and heard and all these things today through me. I just want to be a willing vessel. But I begin to think about how much God cares. And I begin to think about how much even the smallest of things that God cares about. He talked about how even the fowls of the air, how they don't do much anything other than just fly around, and yet they find food. God feeds them. Or how the lilies, how beautiful they are, and yet they don't toil, they don't sow, and things like that. But yet God cares for them even in their own way. But I began to think about how God was just trying, or Jesus was just trying here to show, because it's in red letters. We all know that's Jesus speaking there. I began to think about how Jesus was just trying to show them that they didn't have to worry about much because everything was under control. Now I know that we as Christian people, we like to worry a whole lot about things. We like to let ourselves get worried about things we ought not to get worried about. But I began to think about how if we would just realize how much God truly cares about you and I, and that's what he was trying to tell them there. God cares so much about even the smallest of creatures in this world that he takes care of them. So wouldn't you think that you're better than they? Wouldn't you think that you're more beautiful than the lily? Wouldn't you think that you're better than the sparrow? Wouldn't you think that I'll take care of you better than I take care of them, because you're my chosen, you're my creatures, you're my people. You're my people, you're my chosen. I began to think about our lives here today as we are saved in the grace of God in the year 2019. It's still applies to you and me today. It still applies to us in the fact that God still cares, Brother James. God still cares a whole lot about you and me. There's nothing that He won't take care of for us. There's nothing that He won't move if we ask it. The Bible even says that if we would say unto the mountain, be thou removed or something like that, that it would be cast away. So there's no doubt in my mind that if we put our mind to it, Brother Sonia, if we just act upon the caringness of God, if that's even a word, I don't know. But I want you to understand something today. If we would just realize how much God cares about you and me, we would understand and we would know that there's not much to worry about. I'll be honest with you today, church. I've been worrying here recently about several different things. Some things I don't understand. Something God's just kind of trying to show to me and trying to bring to me. But I'm a warrior, and that's just who I am. I worry all the time. I worry about what people think about me. I worry about if I'm doing good at my job. I worry about if I'm pleasing my parents. I worry about if I'm pleasing the church, if I'm doing what I need to do here. I worry if I'm pleasing God. Oh, and I believe we're probably all that same way. I believe we all probably worry more than we ought to. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. Jesus was here trying to tell them, you don't have to worry. I'll take care of you. I'll let you know when you need help. I'll let you know when I'm ready to help you. I'll let you know when you're ready to be helped. I'll let you know when you need fed. I'll let you know when your belly's full. I'll let you know when you need filled up in the Spirit. And I'll give you a drink of water from the living well. Aren't you glad today that we've got a God that loves us so much, that He cares so much, that He pays even the closest attention to the smallest details in our life. Now I'm trying to get my mind into a certain spot here. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. Through studying out this message, I began to study out things, and I want you to understand this blessed my heart today. Oh, but I don't know if you know this or not. Oh, but God cares so much about us and about the world that we live in, about the way it's put together, the way it's formed, He's spoken into existence. We all know that. Oh, but I began to search out things, and I began to try to understand what God was trying to give me to understand today. I don't know if you know this or not. Oh, but there's even the smallest of things. They're called plankton. I know you know this. But more importantly, those plankton, they're called diatodes. But I want you to understand something today. I don't know if you understand this or not. And God showed it to me in such a way. But these diatodes, what they do is they're in the ocean, or they're in bodies of water. And because of the sun and their photosynthesis, they begin to produce sugar. And those sugars push out oxygen. But I'm trying to get to where God needs me to be today. Oh, I want you to understand something today. I'm trying to get there. Oh, but these diatodes, I need to put this down. These diatodes, what they do for our bodies, what they do for us, what they do for the world, is they produce 50% of the oxygen in the air. And this is these little one cell, a little bitty plankton there. They're not even as wide as your and my hair. Oh, I want you to understand. Oh, but God paid so much attention to the world that He created and the world that we would live in, that He created those plankton. He created those diatodes to be able to push out oxygen in such a way that they, not only in their life, Brother Chester, but even in their death, they would be able to produce something for this world for us to be able to live on. These diatodes, when they're done in their life cycle, they die and they become a carcass. Oh, and they sit on the bottom floor until that ocean dries up. And I want you to understand something today. This blessed my heart. Oh, there's such the Sahara Desert. Some of you know this, some of you may not. But it used to be a vast ocean. It used to be underwater. Oh, but it's so, the world looks at it as dried up. The world looks at it as good for nothing. Oh, and yet, I'm just getting so blessed today. Oh, these diatodes that I've been talking about the whole time. Oh, they're sitting in the Sahara Desert. Oh, they're the dust. Oh, they're the sand. They're the dirt. Oh, but thank thanks be to God above that God picks God sends a wind to pick up those diatoms in the Sahara Desert, and he sends them all the way across the ocean to set upon the trees in the Amazon. Oh, and when it rains every day, I don't want you to think that this is a one-time thing or every so often thing. This happens every day. Oh, that God sends these diatoms over to the Amazon to give fertilization to the ground and to the things there. But not just that. Oh, not only does it do that, oh, but when it becomes fertilizer for the ground in the Amazon from the Sahara, and I want you to understand something today. Even the Amazon itself, all the oxygen that it produces, it puts off enough oxygen to suffice the entire world just in that area. Oh, but there's things there that use it up. I want you to understand something today. God understands way more than we do. He knows what's going on, Brother Chester. Even when I think my left is right and my up is down, he knows exactly what plan to use. I'm trying to get to the point to tell you today, oh, that these diatoms are just an example, Brother James, of how much God puts an effort, and he puts something inside of you and me. Oh, and there's nothing that he won't do for it if he's willing to let those carcasses and those diatoms fertilize somewhere that's thousands of miles away, and not just one day out of the year. Every single day he does this. Oh, that's the God we serve. That's the God we know. And if he cares enough to do that, he cares enough to help you today. I don't know if you got anything from that. I hope you did. Oh, but I needed to tell you that. And I needed you to understand the power that our God has today. Oh, so much so that he cares enough to create a little bitty one cell just to suffice you and me today. Oh, but thanks be to God above. I've got breath in my body because of the workings of God. And I need to use it today. Oh, we all need to use it today. Oh, but I begin to think about how in this world today that we live in, a lot of times we're like those diatoms. A lot of times I feel like all we do is just serve our purpose and then we're gone. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. God can use you in any form and fashion that he chooses. I want you to realize something today. Oh, that no matter what part of life you're in, or whether you feel like you're flourishing, or whether you feel like you're dying, spiritually speaking, maybe whether you feel like you're cold and indifferent, God can help today. You just got to let him. Oh, and he cares enough to let you let him today. Aren't you glad that God cared enough to save you? I don't know who needs this today. Oh, but somebody does. Oh, and I need to be blessed by God. And I need to know, and we all need to know, that there's a God in heaven that cares enough about you and me, and that he pays attention to the smallest detail, and he cares about everything that we go through in life today. Doesn't the Bible tell us, Brother James, that he said he would never leave or forsake, and that he would never send us off somewhere and just leave us there? That's not how God works. But I'll tell you this much. If you're here today and you feel far off, it's not God's fault. Oh, and I'm just being honest with you because I've been there. Oh, and that's not anything that God has done. Oh, that has put us in the situations we are in our life, Brother Chester. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If you feel empty inside, if you feel like you're spiritually starving, if you feel like you need help, God can help today. And he cares. And he wants you to know that you can come home today. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what kind of trouble you got into. It doesn't matter if you're the best person on the planet. We all need God's help. And he cares enough to help.
about today. God cares. Oh my goodness, when I began to read Matthew 6, chapter 25, God began to bless my heart because I worry all the time. Oh, but thanks be to God above, Sue. We don't have to worry because the God that we know and the God that we love is in control of all things today. If you've got a worry in your life, you let go of it. Let God have it. Doesn't the Bible say we could just cast our cares upon Him, for He careth much for you? Aren't you glad today that He cares? Oh my goodness. You don't have to carry the weight of your sin if you're here and you're lost. You don't have to carry the burden of being out if you are. You don't have to carry the burden of being worried about your loss if you give it to God. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If we just put our trust in God, He'll take care of everything. Man. I'm just trying to serve God this morning. And I want you to understand that no matter what phase of life you're in, God's got it under control. Whether you feel like the Israelites, when they were in Egypt and they're in bondage, and they begin to cry unto God, and God heard their cry. Oh, and He sent Moses. Oh, but even Moses had worries. Even Moses had trouble. Even Moses thought, God, You can't use me. I've got a stammered tongue. I can't speak right. Oh, but Moses became one of the most notable people in the Bible. Oh, but it didn't. He did it with God's help and only God's help. I want you to realize something today, that you will not accomplish anything in life without God. You won't get saved without God. You won't be, you may be successful, but you won't be happy. I know there's people, Brother James, statistics show that there's millionaires that in their life all the time because there's something that's empty. There's something that's not there. I want you to realize something today. God can fill your heart and He can make you happy. Whether you're here and you're lost or you're here and you're saved, He can fill you up and He can make you new today. The Bible says that if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I want you to realize something today, that God loves you so much, that when you were in bondage, like those Israelite people, He heard your cry, and He let the chains loose, and He sent somebody to send a message. Oh, and His name's Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm going to tell you something today. You don't worry about Dylan Perry. Dylan Perry's just a speck of dirt. All I am is a bucket of mud. Oh, but the God that speaks through me is all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He cares about everything. And He cares so much that He came here today so that you could be saved. You don't have to be in bondage anymore. God cared enough about His people that He broke them out of bondage. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Even though those people, they were stubborn people, God still loved them and He still cared enough to fulfill His promise that He gave to Abraham and to give them a place to go home. Aren't you glad today that He cared enough to show up when you were lost? And He cared enough to knock on your heart. And He cared enough to drag you to an altar. And He cared enough to listen to what you had to say. And He cared enough to come inside of you and to be your partner and to be your best friend and to be your God. Just because you cared enough that He cared today. Hey, Brother James, I couldn't have got saved until I cared about God, until I cared about what He had for me, until I cared about His love, until I cared about His grace, until I cared enough to want to escape hell today. Oh, and you can. You just gotta care today. God cares. Oh, but I began to think about the We all know Joseph there, how his brothers despised him because his dad loved him the most. I began to think about our situations in life, how we feel like the world is against us, and we feel like the world hates us. Joseph went so far that his brothers faked his death and threw him in a pit. Oh, and he was brought up and sold for slavery. Oh, but even though Joseph was at his lowest point, Brother James, he eventually made it to be like one of the top people in Egypt. Oh, I want you to realize something today. Times may be hard right now. The world is against you and I. It is. Oh, but thanks be to God. The Bible says that weeping endureth for a night. But joy comes in the morning. Aren't you glad today that God can take your lowest of lows and turn it around to be something great? We just got to look like Joseph. Hey, I want you to realize something today. The reason Joseph was in the position that he was is that I believe in my heart he never doubted God for a second today. Why? I believe he knew who his God was. You know how many times I've doubted God's power and I've ate the bullet for it? You know how many times I've given up on God and I've ate that? We got to be done doing that, church. Oh, we got to get in tune with God. And we got to let him know we're serious. The world is hard. Situations in your life may be hard right now. You may not understand. But God cared enough to show up for Joseph. And he cares enough to show up for us today. And he'll bring us out of our bondage. Or he'll bring us out of our depth. And he'll bring us out of our lowest point. And he'll set us high today. Thanks be to God that we can sit on mountaintops with God today. I don't know about you. Oh, but I need God sometimes to pick me up out of my own self-pity and to pick me up out of my own self-sorrow and to pick me up out of the muck and the mire that I'm wallowing in. Oh, but thanks be to God when he picks me up out of my sorrow, he reminds me that I'm a child of a king. And he said, oh my goodness. And he reminds me that I've got nothing to worry about. Because he cares, Brother James. I don't know how much longer I'm going to get to go. But I want you to realize something today. That God cared so much that he picked his service out. Ordained everybody to be here. Set it in motion. You're here for a purpose and a reason. Whether that be to gain strength in God. Or to realize that you're not fighting alone. Or that you've got brothers and sisters in Christ that love you, and that will help you in any way they can. And I believe that with all my heart. It doesn't matter if it's prayer. We can all pray, Brother James. I want everybody in here to be as close to God as possible. Because when you're close to God, it draws me close to God. And it might draw somebody else close to God. And we can all be close to God together and have a one mind and one track and one accord. Oh, and thanks be to God. When there's a church that's in accord, the devil ain't got no power. He doesn't even know what to do. Oh, but thanks be to God. Oh, we got to get in tune with him today. He cared so much, Brother Mike. He brought us all here for this reason and this purpose. But I began to think about some of the other places in the Bible. And I'm going to be honest with you. They're kind of leaving me, so I believe that we're almost done. Oh, but I began to think about Elijah there when he was in his lowest of lows. We all know that. Oh, when he was hiding in the cave after he had just done something perfect for God. He had just showed God's power. Oh, but that just shows us our humanity. I want you to realize something today. Just because we're human and just because we're flawed doesn't mean God can't use us. Oh, but we got to realize in our heart and in our mind that we got to serve God with everything we got. Doesn't the Bible say, Paul told them there, that we ought to give our bodies as a living sacrifice, which is our purpose. I can't exactly remember what it says there. It was our reasonable service, I think maybe it says. Oh, you know what that means? Oh, that we ought to give everything to God, because God gave everything for us. It's the best we can do. It's the least we can do. To come in here and to praise His name and to thank Him for what He's done for us. I want you to realize something today. God loves us enough and cares for us enough that He lets us know in the situation that we're in that there's always help today. The children of Israel, if you read on, they make it to their promised land. Joseph, if you read on, he prospers. My dad sings a song, if you read the back of the book, we win. There's nothing in this world that's going to throw God off a loop. There's nothing in this world, Brother Jerry, that's going to give God one of these. He knows. He knows your faults. He knows your failures. But He knows what you can become too. He knows who you are. The Bible says, I can't remember who it is that He was talking to there, but He told him, I knew you even before you were formed in your mother's womb. Weaved is, I believe, what it says. Before you were even weaved in your mother's womb, I knew who you were. He knows everything about us. And He knows everything about you. Even to the deepest parts of who you are, He knows. That's why He sent His Son to die. Because He knew we would need Him. I wouldn't have been able to do it on my own. Maggie, there's no way I would have been able to. I'm too flawed. But God's Son died so that it wouldn't be a flawed plan. He died so that you could be here today. All things considered, you may think one thing. You may think, well, I'm just here to obligate being with people or whatever. But you're here because God wanted you to be. He wanted you to hear what He had to say. And He wants you to know that He cares today. Let's stand. Brother James, as you come, and as the anybody else in the choir who wants to come. You know, going back to those diatodes that I talked about, there's over 2,000 species, Brother Sonia, of that one specific diatode, plankton, whatever you want to call it. There's 2,000 species in one given area, and not one species is like the other. That's kind of like you and I today. We're all counted under sin, and eventually, if you get saved by God's grace, you're counted under grace. But none of us are the same. We all come from different backgrounds. We all come from different areas in life. Some of us come up from nothing. Some of us may have had some. I don't know. Everybody's different. But I'll say it like this. It's the blood that saves. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you've done in life. Doesn't matter what you might become. It'll amount to nothing if you don't have God.
Amen.
Those diatodes there, they all serve one purpose. Just like we do. Their one purpose is to provide for the surrounding area, provide the oxygen, whatever. Our one purpose in life, Reno, is to spread the gospel. Our one purpose in life is to do whatever we can to spread God's name. Our one purpose in life is to come to the realization that we need Him and accept Him. You can do all those things today. If you're here and you're lost, you can have Him in your heart. But if you need to move up, you can move up.
Amen.
If you need to grow stronger, you can grow stronger. But you need God's help today. He cares for you. Brother James, go ahead and sing. Whatever you need this morning. God can help you. If you feel like you're going nowhere, God can give you direction. If you feel that tug on your heart, didn't. Just trust Him. I didn't understand it. I never understood why He kept coming back, but I'm glad He did. This may be your first time feeling it. I don't know. But trust me. It'll be the best thing you ever do. And if you're saved here today, let's be honest. We can all move forward. We can all move up. If you need a purpose, God will give you a purpose. Heaven forbid we be an empty vessel all the time. But I've been there. I've been there. I've been an unwilling vessel, and I've been a willing vessel at times. Being a willing vessel is so much more rewarding. Can God use you today? Come back to Him. He knows the intent of your heart. He knows where you know you need to be. Just bring it to Him. One more verse, Brother James, please. This is the last verse they're going to sing. If you're gonna do business with God in this hour, you're gonna do it right here. We all can move up. Brother Son, you know how many times I've been stubborn and I've walked out those doors. Maybe not those doors in particular. You know how many times I've been stubborn and walked out the doors of a church and just got into a deeper and deeper and deeper hole that I was digging myself. God can help us through those things. He can get you out of those things. You just have to let Him. I don't know who this is going to, but hope and pray that you take heed to what He's doing for you today. He's giving you an opportunity. We should take it. Brother James, go ahead and sing. Trust and believe that everybody has done what they needed to do with the Lord today. But if not, I hope and pray He goes home with you. I really do. I hope and pray that you make it back tonight and He deals with you again. As far as I know, does anybody have anything, any prayer requests, testimony, anything like that before...